I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, Dom Giordano Show. Now, we hate to be Monday morning quarterbacks, but when that Act 77 was passed and then the pandemic hit, of course, the rogue Supreme Court and the rogue Wolf administration just pushed the envelope, legally or otherwise, with the mail-in ballot. That was the driving force. Here's someone trying to do something about it in Harrisburg going forward. Representative Jim Gregory joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Representative, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Dan, thank you very much. It's nice to be with you. I've had a chance to listen to some of your interviews in weeks past with my good friend and our new caucus secretary, Martina White. I think very, very highly of Representative White. It's great to hear you guys have the relationship that you do. And I appreciate you reaching out to the hinterlands here in Blair County, giving me a chance to talk about this.
I always ask because even though I've been doing this and I've been across Pennsylvania somewhat, I always kid I've never been to Erie, but Blair County, I may have been there, but I don't know that I was there. Where is Blair County? I always love how you guys designate it, too, for listeners. Where is Blair County, Representative?
So we're about 40 minutes down I-99 from Center County and specifically Penn State University.
Okay.
My district is the 80th, which represents all of Blair County except for Altoona, which is Lou Schmidt's district, and Logan Township. So I'm kind of the donut of Blair County, and he is the whole of Blair County.
Well put.
I said just the whole of Blair County.
That's right. Well put.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad you're on this while the iron is hot here. I mean, I've been saying this, and again, it's old news with Act 77 and a guy like Wolf. You knew this. A lot of people in Philadelphia are shocked how far progressive this guy is, what he's willing to do because of the Mr. Rogers dithering, you know, tepid appearance. What are you trying to do now at this point?
Well, I'm a one day at a time kind of guy, and by living my life that way, I recognize that when you have a problem, the best thing you can do is the first thing you have to do is recognize that you have a problem before you can fix it. And we have a problem because 75% of my constituents voted for President Trump here, and regardless of how you voted, if you don't recognize that mail-in balloting and what was done by the state Supreme Court, by Secretary Bookfar, by the administration to change the rules leading up to Election Day, when we haven't done election reform in 80 years and you're going to change and legislate from the bench and take the role of making up how elections are run in Pennsylvania, you're going to have inconsistencies, you're going to have irregularities, but most importantly, you're going to give people a loss of faith in the election process. And moving forward, we have to recognize that we have a problem with that so that people can have faith in the election moving forward in 2021. And especially in 2022, that'll be the really next big election. But to me, all elections are big, Dom. So anyway, don't get
me
started on that.
So what is it specifically then is the reform? I think the root of this is the mail-in ballot. I don't think it can be corralled. Particularly when the governor's seat is held by somebody like Wolf. I don't care what you say. We saw this. The legislature, Jim, said, and rightfully so, we advocated through Mark Levin something different. Other people wouldn't do it, which is to say you guys set the rules. It's pretty clear constitutionally. Once that was missed, though, all these legal filings, they're going to ignore it. The Secretary of State in the last one didn't like what was going on with this Commonwealth judge. She didn't even wait for her decision after the testimony. She jumped to the state Supreme Court.
I would just make this point to you that we have three branches of government, and while I am a member of the majority of the House of Representatives, when it comes to the three branches, I'm actually in the minority because we have a Democrat governor and a Democrat state Supreme Court. And when I talk to people about the importance of getting these reforms back when it comes to mail-in balloting, I voted for mail-in balloting. Let me just be clear. What I didn't vote for is what the state Supreme Court
would
did and what Secretary Volkmar did.
Let me ask you. I'm against mail-in balloting in total as a philosophy. For a lot of reasons, I think you should have to show up and vote. I'm against early voting. I'm against all those things. Do you still stand by being okay with the mail-in ballot in the next big election?
Well, I make the comparison that, you know, is Doug Peterson going to look back after this past week and decide whether he should have started Jalen Hurts instead of Carson Wentz? It's Monday morning quarterbacking. However, there is an issue here that we have to acknowledge, and that is that when we passed this legislation, we did it for the first time in 80 years. There's probably a good reason we haven't done it in 80 years, but we did it with the belief that by getting rid of straight party voting, that we were helping to get President Trump reelected. Period. That was their direction to us. When we negotiated with the governor to get him the $90 million that he had painted himself into a corner by telling counties to decertify their voting machines before he had a plan to spend the money to pay for it, to help them pay for those new machines, he came to us and said, I need help. So we said, okay, we want to get rid of straight party voting because we knew what we knew. They asked for mail-in balloting. The White House said, that's fine. We get what we want. And what we didn't anticipate, and nobody, if you talk to a state that went to mail-in balloting the first year they did it, they had problems. We had problems. Again, I go back to what I said. We have to acknowledge we have a problem before we can fix it. And that's what my intent is to bring that conversation to the front.
Okay, but Jim, I don't see the logic there. In this election, the taking away the straight party, that's not going to help Trump. They're going to show up to vote. It was either for Trump or against Trump, and they didn't care. I think you guys won on the other offices. They may not have even filled
it out. Dom, I have to jump in there and tell you that we were one of the six last states to have straight party voting. So statistically, we there was information available to show that when you get rid of straight party voting in parts of the states, like there would be examples in parts of Pennsylvania, when you get rid of straight party voting, you're actually helping the president get reelected. Those statistics existed. Those metrics existed.
In what way? And why would that be? They don't show up and vote then, or what happens?
Well, you know, it's a good question. I'll try and answer it as best I can. In the minds of some folks, that when they go to vote, they have been conditioned to push a button. And if you're conditioned to do something over many years and you change it, you are now forcing people to have to be reeducated on how they vote. And if you can't get that message out and people aren't educated when they go in to know that they no longer have to push a button, they actually have to do more, then you are putting people on notice that you now have to go down the ballot and vote for everybody. And so when you make those kinds of changes and you do that for the first time in 80 years again, it's going to have issues. And,
okay.
and we recognize it just needs to be fixed. And
I'm on record telling you what we'll have a conversation after the next time. I am opposed to this for two reasons or three.
Okay.
But the two main ones are perceptually Trump supporters, and this is going to continue for 4 years, they're not going to accept mail-in balloting. You could say it's because of what he's said versus reality. That's not going to be acceptable. And two, Jim, isn't this easier for corruption and fraud than showing up at the polls? Is there any doubt about that?
Absolutely, Dom. I'm in 100% agreement. I voted for one thing what was given to people was not what I voted for. And I'm standing up as a legislator, and I'm screaming from the mountaintops that I will not accept that this state Supreme Court has the ability to change elections in the days leading up to it. They have gone activist on us. They changed the way congressional districts are drawn for 2018. Where are we going to stop? Where does it stop? Are they going to now determine how much money is given to school districts and how school district lines
are
drawn?
They are going to do that. And what are you going to do about it?
Where does it stop?
What are you going to do about it?
Well, I think what we need to do is make sure that we're somehow back in the majority when it comes to the three branches of state government.
Okay, but and, aside from that, you have to impeach. Wyke would be the guy to start with, in my view.
Well, and to hear that a decision was rendered to say that, yes, it's probably illegal that those votes are counted, but I'm going to allow it.
Yes.
How does that attorney feel that I think my judge just said that it's illegal, but I'm going to allow it and I lost? That's laughable.
It is, Jim, and I feel what you guys are up against. They're driven. This is a relentless machine here with Wolf and the Supreme Court. It's tough. If you could buttonhole it, then what's the number one thing that you're proposing at this point, other than raising the alarm, that you think would help us to corral this? What is it?
That we need to restore the faith for people that when they go to the ballot box, that their vote is counted, their okay. legal votes are counted. We need to restore their faith in our election system in Pennsylvania. And right now in Blair County, I'm telling you, my constituents have zero faith in what we're doing when we elect people.
Here at Talk Radio 1210, it's negative zero. So, hey, Jim, great first conversation. Please, let's do it again. Tell Dan when there's something around these issues, and we'd love to have you back.
Thank you, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!